All right. Let's go to the Lord in prayer. Our Father, which art in heaven, Lord, we come before you this morning and we just thank you for your goodness. Lord, we pray for manna from above. Lord, we just pray for grace, mercy. Help us to be faithful, Lord. Fill us with your Spirit and give us wisdom, Father, as we strive to follow the crucified one, Lord. We just ask that you'd help us again in the precious name of Jesus, our risen Lord and Savior. Amen. Just to extend greetings to you all in the blessed name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Let's turn just briefly here to 1 John chapter 4. Verse 1, it says, "Beloved, do not believe every spirit, but test the spirits to see whether they are from God, because many false prophets have gone out into the world. By this you shall know the Spirit of God. Every spirit that confesses that Jesus Christ has come in the flesh is from God. And every spirit that does not confess that Jesus is not from God, this is the spirit of the Antichrist, of which you have heard that is coming, and now it is already in the world." Okay. Now let's turn to John. John chapter, let me see. John chapter 15 and verse 18. "If the world hates you, you know that it has hated me before it hated you. If you were of the world would love its own. But because you are not of the world, but I chose you out of the world, because of this the world hates you." Then in chapter 16, verse 1, Jesus says, "These things I have spoken to you so that you may be kept from stumbling. They that make you outcast from the synagogue, they will make you outcast from the synagogue. But an hour is coming for everyone who kills you to think that he is offering service to God. These things will they do to you because they have not known the Father or me." When I think of the life of Christ and how he came into this world and was God in the flesh, but yet he was in the flesh. He was a man. He was tempted, tested, tried, just like you and I. And yet, he remained faithful to the bidding of his Father. He was a man that walked among men. And the world hated him. He's a man that went around doing good, trying to help everybody he could. A man with no sin. A man who'd never sinned. And he walked among these people in this world. And this world didn't recognize him, who he was. The Bible says he came into his own, and his own received him not. They crucified him. This world, the spirit of this world, rose up in an angry mob, brought him to the king, brought him to the judge, and the judge said, I find no fault in him. And the people said, his blood be upon us and our children. It doesn't matter that you can't find a fault with him. We want him dead. We want to kill him. That is the man that we say that we follow. There's two spirits in the world. There's the Christ and those that are at one with him. And then there's the spirit of the world that tries to kill and destroy. There's two spirits in the world. Jesus taught that his disciples, he said, that they may be one as we are one, Father. Whenever Jesus left this earth, he established a church, a kingdom. And it is one church, one body, one kingdom. And that's all. There's the spirit of the world, and there's the spirit of Christ. And the spirit of Christ is hated by the world today, just like it was then. We live in a time where people can easily say that they are Christians. And yet we live in a time where there's something like 40,000 different denominations of people. We know of areas that people in the same community will have nothing to do with each other, all naming the name of Christ, separating themselves, dividing. There's one area north of here, or up by Springfield, that two groups of people that call themselves Christians, they call them A and C, because one of them lives on A highway and one of them lives on C highway. They believe the same, they look the same, they act the same, they won't forgive each other the same, and they keep themselves divided into two bodies doing exactly the same thing. What do you think kind of a testimony that leaves to the world? Do you think the world is impressed with two groups of plain people living in the same community that won't forgive and keep themselves divided? What kind of testimony do you think that leaves to the community? You know what the community thinks? Jesus said that they will know you for your love one for another. They will know you because you love one another. They won't know you because you're so holy and you're so righteous and you're so good at keeping rules or laws. He said, they'll know you because they love one another. They won't know you because you can really preach good. They won't know you because you can really sing pretty. They'll know you because you're associated with Christ. And what will they know? They'll recognize that you're of the same spirit of that one that was crucified. That doesn't necessarily mean they'll like you, but they'll know who you are. Two spirits. What spirit is that? Spirit of dividing and separating. What spirit is that? Is that the spirit of Christ? You know, we talked about Jesus just a minute ago. Jesus, a man who never sinned, and the world hated him, and they crucified him. We're just but men striving to follow this crucified one, striving to walk in his steps, to do whatever it takes to be good, to help people, to struggle through this life, keeping ourselves walking in his light. And we are but men. That's why Jesus said, if they crucified me, if they hated me, the Master, how much more will they hate you? They could look at him and see no fault, and they hated him. What do you think they can do with us, seeing our weaknesses, our faults, our sins sometimes? Boy, we can really have a heyday with that. We can really divide and kill because of that. But that is not the spirit of the Christ that came into this earth. There's one spirit of Christ, and it's the same as it was way back then. You know, there's a lot more confusion right now in this world than there was then. In fact, there's even become more confusion. I think just, you know, it kind of comes and goes. But there's been more confusion recently. You know, whenever you're drinking out of a pure fountain, it doesn't take long whenever several people start drinking. Somebody upstream's got the water just muddied just a little bit, and here you're drinking polluted water. Might not even know it. And the closer that pollution gets to the fountain, the further the pollution goes. And I believe in the early church, that pollution was right up near the fountain. We're living in a deceitful, dangerous world. Deceitful. There's many spirits in the world that are just waiting for us just to grab a hold of and take us where they want us to go. There's 40,000 different denominations. Get your books out and start studying and you'll find the right one. No, that's not the way you do that. The way you do that is walk in the light and guard yourself from those spirits that are against the Spirit of Christ. Guard yourself that you don't get caught up in the spirit of the world. The same spirit that the world has, of hating the Christ and hating His followers, destroying, tearing up, seeing what you can do. The boys, the young men, gave verses this morning on gossip. And I just thought, what is our message to the world? Is it the gospel? Or is it gossip? The gospel, the good news, the simple good news of the Lord Jesus Christ that we can be set free from the spirit of this world. He didn't come to establish a new set of laws that we live under, that we can now attain to and then look down at everybody else who don't attain to it. No, He came as a servant, humbling Himself, and dwelt among the least, teaching us that the way of Christ is a completely, the way of God, the road of God is the low road that exalts instead of the high road that debases. He walked among men and they hated Him. They spoke evil of Him. They tried anything they could do to destroy Him. And no, it wasn't just the common folks that were doing that. It was the religious people that had the Spirit. They had all the trappings of God. But what spirit did they have? What spirit did they have? Was it that of humbling themselves and taking the low road? Or was it exalting themselves? We know that it was people. You know, I think a lot of times the Pharisees, they're just pointed out and painted out as these wicked, wicked men. And we'd all know one. We'd surely know a Pharisee if we saw one. Well, they'd just have a black hat on. And they'd just look, have horns almost. We'd just know those old wicked Pharisees. They'd just have evil eyes and suspicious looking grins. And we'd just wonder about those guys right off the bat. We'd know them, wouldn't we? No, we wouldn't, if we're looking for that. The Pharisees were respected as holy men. They were thought well of whenever they went places. They were exalted. Look, Jesus said they sought out the best seats because that was reserved for the best men. But when Jesus came, they didn't like Him. They didn't like Him at all. He tried to show them that there's more to this than just, there's a real spirit behind what we're doing. There's a real spirit behind it. I just want us to examine those spirits. The spirit of the gospel. The spirit of the gospel is just to go out and be a man like God made you to be and try to give that to other people. Pretty hard, ain't it? It isn't to go out and exalt yourself and stand and just make sure everybody knows what you are and try to degrade everyone else that doesn't measure up. It doesn't get mad when someone fails. It doesn't get mad whenever someone doesn't live up to what they think they ought to be living up to. The spirit of the gospel helps those who need help. Helps the helpless, the weak. The spirit of the gospel or gossip. I don't know. I want to read some of these verses these boys read this morning. Just to give a little idea. Romans chapter 1 was one of them. Let's just start in 28. And just as they did not see fit to acknowledge God any longer, God gave them over to a depraved mind to do those things which are not proper. There's a spirit in the world. It's the world. And there is one simple little path. It's straight and narrow, and few find it. Christ is offering that Spirit, and it is only by God's grace and by His mercy that that offer has been presented to any one of us. It is nothing for you to be proud of because you live a holy life. It is something God has given you the opportunity to make a choice of which spirit you're going to follow. That quiet call from God that says, whoever will follow me must take up his cross, deny himself, and follow me. That it will go wherever He leads them to go. And when you take up that spirit, all the other spirits, we're living in a spiritual world. We're just a bunch of bodies in it. This world is not real. The real world is the world that God lives in. He created this out of dirt. And you and I see this little dirt pile that we live on and that are a part of and that we came from. But there's a spirit world out there. And that spirit world has gained control over this world. Whenever Adam yielded to Satan, Satan gained the dominion of this world. And Christ came to offer us a way to escape it. One narrow way. And you know, it sounds really, really hard that because there's just one way and there's so many false ones. But that way shines like the sun to those who want to see it. And if you want to shade your eyes from the sun and walk in darkness, you will find another path. And it won't be just because it's up to you. When you start walking down that path of darkness, God says He will give them over to a depraved mind to do those things which are not proper. We always think this verse is all about homosexuality, because it talks about it, that how God gives them up. But then it goes on and says, being filled with all unrighteousness, wickedness, greed, evil, full of envy, murder, strife, deceit, malice. They're gossips. Oh, it's just a little something to tell. Just a little story to pass along. You know, there used to be a little show that whenever I was little, they made fun of this. These women would sing. Now, I'm not the kind to go around spreading rumors. Well, really, I'm just not the gossiping kind. And I don't go around repeating gossip. If you want to hear it, you better listen close the first time. Justifying themselves. I'm only going to tell this once, so I won't be accused of repeating gossip. What spirit is that? What spirit is that? The spirit of the gospel? Going around teaching and preaching things that lift people up? Or going around teaching and preaching things that tear people down? We as human beings are in this world together, not against each other. The church of Christ is not to go around tearing up everything that don't believe the way that I do. The Spirit of Jesus was good news to bring people to God. There's two spirits. There's a spirit that yelled, "Crucify Him," and then there's a spirit of one that was being crucified. And I want to try to obtain to that one. Anybody can stoop to the other. Anybody. That's the spirit of the world. But I won't repeat it, so you better listen close. Slanderers, haters of God, insolent, arrogant, boastful, inventors of evil, disobedient to parents, without understanding, untrustworthy, unloving, unmerciful, and although they know the ordinance of God, that those who practice such things are worthy of death, they not only do the same, but they also give hearty approval to those who practice them. This spirit of division that's in the world, my group's exclusive, and you can't be a part of it if you don't agree perfectly with me. I'm not saying that there can't be divisions and there shouldn't be people standing out and just speaking about things that are wrong. There's always been people, divisions, not people not understanding each other, even in the church. It's been here from the very beginning. Paul and Barnabas had a dispute so sharp that they went different ways. Do you know what? I'll bet you anything that I've got that whenever they met together again, they communed together. We don't have to agree. That's why we say each man is to be the head of his own home. Make his own decisions. Make his own choices. Whenever we get to saying every man's got to be just like me, we ain't got one thing other than the world. That's the spirit of the world. The spirit of following the Lord is to lift people up instead of tear people down. All through the Bible, if someone falls, you that are spiritual, restore such a one with the spirit of meekness. Go on, Proverbs 26, 20. Is that the verse I'm looking for? I just tried to write them down as the boys. How much? 26:29, okay. A lying tongue hates the truth, and an unguarded mouth causes confusion. A lying tongue hates the truth, and an unguarded mouth causes confusion. You know, to be a gossip, you don't even really have to say very much. James says that a little fire will kindle a raging forest fire. I don't know how the verse, just don't remember. But a little flame kindleth a mighty fire. You know, we see some fires sometime and how big they can get. You know how they started? One little spark. There in James, let's just turn to that. Help me here. Okay, chapter 3. So also the tongue is a small part of the body, and yet it boasts of great things. See how great a forest is set aflame by such a small fire. And the tongue is a fire. The very world of iniquity, the tongue is set among our members as that which defiles the entire body and sets on fire the course of your life and is set on fire by hell. Just like this little song that I remember, they're not going to repeat gossip. You don't even actually have to say it all. Because hell will take over. All you have to do is just strike a little match. And that kindles up things, thoughts and ideas, evil surmisings. And it just gets bigger and bigger and bigger. And bigger and bigger and bigger, and it's got a life of its own. And I didn't say anything. All I did was just strike this little spark. That's all it took. Let's turn to Wisdom of Sirach, chapter 19. Title of this is verse 4. It says, "Don't gossip. He who trusts quickly is unwise in heart." Have you ever made a judgment and you realize pretty quick that you made a wrong one? I've done that. And it would be a lot easier to have just waited just a little bit instead of trying to fix all the mess that one quick little judgment made. I've said things. As soon as I said them, I wish I'd have never said that. Because it just takes a life of its own. Jesus never said anything that he didn't regret. But I have. And you have. Because we are men. We are men. We can learn from those things, or we can just jump on the bandwagon. Keep on fanning the flame. And he who sins will err against his own soul. He who rejoices in evil shall be condemned. And he who hates talkativeness will sin less. Never repeat a word and you will lose nothing at all. You will lose nothing at all. With friend or enemy, do not report it. With a friend or an enemy, don't report it. We are not called. There is no position. There is no gift in the Bible for a talebearer. There is no special divine appointment for a reporter. With a friend or an enemy, don't report it. And unless it is a sin for you, do not reveal it. For someone heard you and watched you. And in a time, will hate you. Have you heard a word? Let it die with you. Someone's failed. Let's make sure everybody knows about it. Someone's fallen. Let's make sure we tell everybody. Someone's doing this. Psh, 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 psh. I'm not going to tell you everything. I'll let you leave it up to your own imagination. I'll just strike a little match. If you've heard a word, let it die with you. Take courage. It will not burst you. Take courage. You won't explode. How many of you have heard just, oh, I'm just dying to tell you this. Don't worry, it won't. You won't burst having a secret. But a fool will suffer birth pains because of such a word. He'll just be hurting in their belly till they get it out. Like a woman in labor with a child. Like an arrow stuck in the flesh of a thigh. Someone stuck an arrow in your thigh, what would you want to do with it? You'd want to get it out. You get a thorn in your finger, what's the first thing you want to do? You want to get it out. So is a word inside a fool. Question a friend? Perhaps he didn't do it. Perhaps he didn't do it. You know, I started following the Lord 25 years ago, right here in this community, 25, 26 years ago. And I have heard everything in this world about myself. And there isn't a handful of people that came and wanted to know what really happened. Wasn't a handful of people saying, what's going on here? And of that handful, a bunch of them just waiting for something else to trap me with so that they can take that and run with it. For it burst in their belly. Is that the Spirit of Christ? Question a friend. Perhaps he did not do it. And if he did something, perhaps he will not repeat it. Question a neighbor. Perhaps he did not say it. And if he did say it, maybe he will not say it twice. Question a friend, for often it is slander. Do not believe every word. Perhaps a person slips, but it was not his intention. For who has not sinned with his tongue? Question your neighbor before you threaten him, and give place to law of the Most High. And there's another one, I think, in 28. If you blow on a spark, it will kindle a fire. That goes along with the same thing we were talking about. Yeah. If you blow on a spark, it will kindle a fire. Yeah. Amen. Gospel or gossip? The gospel takes courage. I'm not talking about telling someone they're wrong. I'm talking about the gospel of the kingdom. How many of you find it easy just to go up and start talking to somebody? You know, a lot of times it's pretty easy to have a crutch, stick a track in their hand, hold up a sign and tell them. But how many of you have just walked up to someone you don't know very well, that you're just concerned for, and you start trying to talk to them? Is that something easy for you to do? Or is there a war raging in about fear? Your knees start shaking. Scares you to death. The gospel takes courage. Gossip, how much courage does that take to tell? Not one bit. Courage or a coward? Anybody can go spreading rumors all behind your back. Talk about things. That's pretty simple. What spirit is it? Make you a coward? Or courageous? The gospel, like I said before, it builds up. Gossip tears down. Lift someone up. There's people all over that just need someone just to lift them up. You don't have to preach to everyone you come in contact with. But you do have to care for them, no matter how bad they are. It's amazing to me, some of the men that I visit now used to be my biggest enemies. Now they're glad to see me every day because nobody else comes. I don't know how many stories I've heard about some of these men have told about me, laughed at me and mocked. That's all right. That's fine. I didn't go after them. Now I go visit them. And a big smile comes on their face when I walk in the door, sitting there all by themselves. If we had more time to love people, we'd have a whole lot less time to hate people. If we'd have a lot more time to care for people, if we spent more time caring for people, we'd spend a lot less time tearing people down. Gospel brings light. Yes, some people don't like light. They crucified Christ and He was light. Gossip brings darkness. Gossip brings darkness. Spend years and years trying to put a little bit of light, preaching, teaching. And people are so slow to get a hold of something. I've spent hours trying to just share one little truth. Someone trying to find it. Spend hours finding it. And then they finally get a hold of it. And that same person hears one little word of gospel and catches it the first second. Ready to pass it on. truth is still putting its boots on when a lie has already made it around the world. That is a real, real thing. That verse, acting quickly. We're looking after gold here. Not how we can flash in the pan. We're looking for gold. The gospel seeks restoration. Jesus came into this world to restore us unto Himself. So that we could be restored back to the men that God made us to be. The glorious gospel that seeks to reconcile God and man by calling man to repent, come back, change. Gossip causes division and divorce. Divorce instead of reconciliation. One of the first things that a lawyer does when he gets a hold of a woman wanting a divorce is tell her, don't go near him. We don't want you talking anymore. They put a restraining order on him so he can't even come near you. Because we want this dissolved. We don't want restoration. We want a separation. We don't want restoration. The spirit of divorce. It's an ugly thing. And I've noticed, I've seen it, been involved in it, that there is a spirit about it. The person that knows they're doing it hates it. It's the hardest thing that they can do. It's a hard thing. You know what they have to do to go through with it? They have to make the person they're divorcing the biggest monster that they can. They have to just make that person into a horrible person in their own minds so that they can carry out their dreadful deed. We're looking at spirits here. The spirit of reconciliation, the spirit of the gospel, or the spirit of divorce. You know who suffers? Those children. Not only does the person have to have a transformation in their own mind to turn the person they're hating and divorcing, getting rid of, separating from. Not only do they have to make a monster to them in their own mind, they have to portray that person as a monster to their children. You can jump up and down on a holy cause all you want. Or whatever's right, whatever's wrong, there's spirits that we're talking about here. There's a way of God and there's a way of the world. It's only two. The way of God is for restoration, not divorce. Well, yeah, we can justify it. I deserve to get a divorce from her or him. But you don't know the spirit that comes with that. That's why Jesus said, forgive them. Forgive them. Whenever he talked about even in divorce and remarriage, he said, forgive them. Whenever it talks about committing adultery or committing fornication, he wasn't talking about them even failing to get a divorce. Forgive them. That's Christ's spirit. The gospel. Forgiveness is a part of the gospel. And if we will not forgive, neither will our Father forgive us. The gospel hopes for the best. They hope for the best. Gossip imagines the worst. There's two spirits. Christ came into this world and he lived out the life of a man, and this world hated him. And he's called us to be his followers. It's going to be the same for us. Things, sometimes it's just hard to imagine. I mean, we just want to hope the best for everything and everyone. And then things happen. And it's just almost hard to understand. What is happening? What's going on here? We think it's strange. But that's what Jesus said would happen. That's when we need to look up and associate ourselves with Him. That's when we need to take courage. I get pretty discouraged sometimes. I used to tell people, and still do, that all we have to do is go through it. I get discouraged sometimes, and then I remember, this is the path I chose. And I didn't choose it because it was an easy path. I chose it because the one that is leading and offering that path is worthy to be followed. I get pretty disappointed with myself because I see myself as being a man. Jesus He was without sin. He had a war. He was tempted and tested and tried. We don't like that. Because when we get tempted and tested and tried, we begin to see things in ourselves that we don't like seeing. It's not too comfortable. It's just easy to cover them all up. Just pretend like they're not there. to throw in the towel, give up. I don't want any more of this. But that is our only hope as human beings, is to keep pressing on. Is to keep pressing on, walking in that light. There's only one Spirit of God in this world. And if we're not lined up with it, we're with the spirit of darkness. Whether we like it or not, every human being is our brother and our sister. Every human being. And it's pretty sad when the spirit of religion wipes all that away. And I'm either in your camp or you're in my camp or you're not. Or you're out. There were some casting out devils. And the disciples wanted to take on that spirit of religion and say, Lord, shall we forbid them? He said, they're doing good. Leave them alone. Well, they're not where we were. They're still doing good. Leave them alone. They're not following me. Leave them alone. I've spent 25 years untangling all of this. And there's maybe twice as much to untangle yet. I don't know. All we can do is just hang on to the basics. And walk through them. And anybody that wants to walk along that path, we can receive them. Anybody that wants to walk that path. Well, they don't do just like we do. I don't care. Don't mean I have to divorce them. I don't agree with them. Well, I can still love them. They don't like me. Well, I can still love them. They said all kinds of bad things about me. Well, I can still love them. That's my choice. It ain't going to be me against them on the judgment day. It's going to be God's spirit or the world's spirit. We do not fight with flesh and blood, but we do fight with the flesh, the spirit of this world. And we got to be careful about getting trapped in it. I don't care how right you are on your point. If you get trapped in that spirit, you're trapped. There ain't one person of us above it. Let's go to the Lord in prayer. Father, we just pray that you'd help us be faithful to you, Lord. Help us, Lord, to keep our eyes focused upon you, Lord. To walk in that light. Help us to realize the seriousness, Father, of just staying on that path, Lord. No matter where it leads, no matter how it may look, to the world. Help us be faithful. Help us, Lord, not to become involved in the battle around us, Lord, that would be drawn into it. Help us be faithful, to forgive. In Jesus' name. Amen. You want to have anything you want to share? Very easy to get drawn in to that same thing. Our side, this side. That's not what it is.
Sides. That's why it can't be that way.
Right.
You're either on Christ's side or Satan's side.
Amen. Yeah, there's no neutral in the middles. Bless you. See y'all back here at 6 o'clock this evening. Oh, I do offer a request for prayer. Joanne's husband, they called him, it was his birthday yesterday, and he was in the hospital in a real bad state of just pray for him. I mean, need your prayers. He was abused himself quite a bit, and he just needs prayers.
Yeah. Sure.